Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a charge on my checking account that I don't recall. It's for $49.97 for, I forgot the name of the business.
What's your zip code?
70591.
And your name?
Tina Ingham.
All right, one second. Okay, can you confirm your mailing address?
205 Goodwin Street, Welsh, Louisiana.
Thank you, ma'am. And give me one second to look over the account. All right, so it looks like you were charged for shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi booster on December 17th. The Wi-Fi booster is a part of a promotional deal that automatically enrolls you into a membership with the Factory Direct Savings Store. It's an online store that charges a membership fee.
Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, did you order a Wi-Fi booster?
No, I didn't.
Okay, do you know if someone else in the home may have ordered that?
No, it's just me. I don't know what it's for, but I would like to cancel it and get a refund, please.
I can get you over to the fraud department, ma'am. Due to the fact you're saying you did not place the order, that would mean someone may have had access to your account information.
Well, it could be canceled, right?
It can be canceled. But if you're saying, like I said, if you're saying you're not the one that made the order in general, we have to get you over to the fraud department for any further assistance because they do take fraud seriously. And if someone has access to your information, they can be prosecuted for that.
Okay, wherever I need to go.
Yes, ma'am. One second. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie. 258-781-010.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. And I have your information being sent over to the fraud department so they can assist you, ma'am. I do thank you for calling customer service, but hold one moment for the transfer.
Okay. So is it canceled?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. One second.